This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Helen Scales. If you have any questions about the science of pathology and medicine, the email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
All this week, all over the country, the Royal College of Pathologists has been running events to get people to engage with pathology and get away from the image that pathology is all about forensics and death. Although autopsies are vital to understanding disease, and if you stick around, we will be taking you through a process of a real autopsy, but the vast majority of a pathologist's work is done for the living. That's diagnosing diseases such as infections and cancer. Well, Professor Adrian Newland is the president of the Royal College of Pathologists, and so we are honoured to have him with us in the studio right now. Hi, Adrian. Thanks.
Hi, Helen.
For coming in.
Hi.
It's great to have you with us. So we thought we could start off by asking you, what really does it constitute to be a pathologist? Who are pathologists?
Well, the simple answer to that is pathologists are involved with diagnosis, but there are at least 18 different types of pathologists who are involved with all aspects of the living, from pregnancy and infertility right through to death and fatal diseases. Many of those types of pathology will actually look after patients, will be involved in their care on the wards in addition to the diagnoses. And of course, many are also involved in the research behind the diseases. We're very keen to look at the basis of disease. So we're involved in research and development to try and find out why diseases happen and how can we improve treatments.
So it's really the everything about diseases, I guess. But is it just doctors that are pathologists?
No, they're a wide group of scientists as well. 20% of the members of our college are actually clinical scientists. We work together as a team in all aspects of diagnosis, research and patient care.
And you yourself are a haematologist, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
So you deal with blood?
Yep.
And I gather that you also do, you talk to patients, you work, you know, in that sort of capacity, as well as more on the research side yourself. So you must have an insight already into just how diverse a job being a pathologist is and the sort of things you do on a day-to-day basis.
Yes, I cover all those aspects. In fact, it was one of the big attractions of going into the specialty, the fact that I could look after patients and take their blood and take it to the laboratory and actually be involved with the diagnosis. I didn't have to send a sample off, get a result back in a bit of paper and deal with it. That's the whole exciting element of that as an area to work in.
And you're president of the Royal College of Pathologists. Now, what exactly is the role of that organisation? What do you do?
Well, we have, I guess, four main aims. We're involved in training, particularly training trainees in pathology. We're involved in maintaining standards, developing guidelines. We're involved in promoting research, and we're also involved in actually educating the patients and public in what pathology is and what their diseases are, and to give them awareness of their bodies.
And this week is National Pathology Week, and it's the first time this has ever happened. What was the idea behind having this week?
Well, we've been doing some work at the college in developing an education centre, and that was actually finished this month. We took it over, and we thought we'd celebrate this by actually developing the part of our mission, which was patient awareness and patient education. And National Pathology Week seemed a great way of doing that. And the enthusiasm we've had from members of the college around the country has been absolutely fantastic.
And I would have thought, maybe on the surface, that things like that on TV we watch programmes like CSI and all those sort of things in dealing with autopsies and the forensic side of things, would that not be a good thing just to get people knowing about pathology? But perhaps you think maybe it's not such a good thing.
I don't think it is. I mean, I think that's fine, and we want to put the forensics into perspective. But many members of the public aren't even aware we're doctors. And so I think it gives a rather distorted idea of what pathology is.
So that's the beginning of it, but there's so much more to it as well.